This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. When you think of terrorist camps, where do you think of? Afghanistan, maybe? Pakistan? Iran? Possibly Syria? Wherever it is, it's probably a long way from home. But the Christian Action Network has discovered a document from the Justice Department published in 2006, which exposes that 35 terrorist training camps are right here in the United States. We spend now to talk about how the group discovered this information and what we need to know about these terrorist camps is Ryan Morrow, terrorism analyst for the Christian Action Network. And Ryan, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
As you point out in your materials here, this information was not supposed to go public, so how did you discover it?
Well, through open source research, and we actually have in our possession a copy of one of these terrorist videotapes where the leader of these compounds, 35 of which are in the United States, is seen doing terrorist training, how to kill guards, set off explosives, and every form of terrorism.
This is a group, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, known as Jamaat al-Fukra. What do we know about their history and what they're all about here?
That's right. It's led by a man named Sheikh Jalani, who is based out of Pakistan, and he is actually known as an international terrorist. He formed a group called Muslims of America, which runs these isolated, closed-off communities throughout the country. And in the past, Jamaat al-Fukra members have been convicted, actually, of over 10 assassinations, 17 firebombings, and several members have been involved in various terrorist attacks, including the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and pretty much every form of criminal activity.
Why are they so active here in the U.S.? What do they see as a threat in this country?
Because it's freedom. They know how to take advantage of our freedoms and push the line as far as they can. And because Jamaat al-Fukra is not listed as a foreign terrorist organization by the State Department, they are allowed to do this. The cops cannot just go in and raid these compounds. So the Christian Action Network at christianaction.org, we have actually put together some model legislation for citizens to lobby their officials to pass that would allow law enforcement to finally go into these compounds.
Ryan, you mentioned the terrorist activities of this group and even their complicity in the first World Trade Center bombing. So why are they not listed as a terrorist organization?
Because they're being looked upon as a kind of a weird cult. They're not being looked upon as a terrorist organization. Each individual act of terrorism and each individual act of criminality is being looked upon as one individual that's a member of this cult kind of doing it on their own free will. What this video does and what the Christian Action Network does is prove this is why the group was founded. On that terrorist video I was telling you about, Sheikh Jalani says these are courses for advanced Islamic military warfare, and if you want them, contact our compounds inside the United States, and he lists several of them. And several Christian Action Network employees actually go to these compounds to interview members of this organization and try and get their reaction.
We know that there are 35 terrorist training compounds, according to this report that you've discovered, but the report doesn't say exactly where they are. Nonetheless, you found over half of them.
Yes, well, we found 35. Sheikh Jalani claims he has camps in 22 states. But yes, we actually do go to several of these camps. I personally went to their headquarters in New York about a year and a half ago. You'll be escorted out. They're not going to let you in. But we went there and we tried to interview these people and try and get their perspective on things. And many of these people, I should also add, have criminal backgrounds. They're recruiting people out of jails. And this documentary is going to be premiering on Wednesday at Washington, D.C.'s Landmark Theater at 7:30. So if any of your listeners would like to come see it, we invite them to come out.
It certainly is, again, premiering this Wednesday, Landmark Theater. 7:30 p.m. is the time. The admission is free. And one of the things folks should know, certainly in this area, but also around the country, is that of the camps you've discovered, more than a few are not that far from Washington.
That's right. There's actually one at Hyattsville in Maryland. There is one at Red House, Virginia. And there is another one said to be located at Fairfax, Virginia. So this is a very important local issue for people living in Washington, D.C.
How do you hope to get the ball rolling here, Ryan? Obviously, you want citizens' involvement. You want them to push their lawmakers to pass legislation that will get this group placed on the terrorist list, and that would force the government to shut them down. What's your overall strategy in hoping to make that happen?
But we need citizens to inform each other and inform lawmakers, and most importantly, inform law enforcement and intelligence personnel. I cannot believe, in all of the conversations I've had with experts in the field, how many people either have never heard of this group, or if they have, only know maybe 5% of the story. There's very few people who fully understand the extent of these networks, what they've been engaged in, and what they openly say they're going to engage in the future.
You talk about how the Justice Department can't shut them down because they're not on the terrorist list. Has anyone in the government seen the video that you've been able to uncover? Was this part of the initial Justice Department report, or did you find that separately?
Yes, it's ongoing. Well, this video actually has been in the hands of the FBI and various other law enforcement agencies. This is the first time it's been publicly revealed because all the copies are in the possession of the government and are classified. So this is the first time it's been out there, and we're just trying to get the ball rolling by having every single person see it. Because that's the main problem, is that there's a lack of education, therefore there's that lack of pressure. Too many people just believe it when a certain group will just say that they're moderate, but their history does not support that.
Ryan, in these videos, you talk about how there's tactics taught, how weapons are used and so forth. Any type of particular strategy or method of attack that they seem to prefer, whether it's large scale like we saw on 9/11 or something like that, or even the first World Trade Center bombing with which they were involved, or is it targeted small things like maybe, a bus or just individuals?
All of it. I mean, Al-Fukra members have been involved in huge plots, such as the Day of Terror plot that targeted many buildings in New York City that would have been 9/11 if it had succeeded, and that was back in 1993. So they've been involved in really huge attacks, but they've also been involved in lots of small attacks, assassinating moderate Muslims who don't agree with them, or trying to bomb Hindu temples. So it is both small and large attacks that they're engaged in. And if you want to know what their strategy is, a lot of it is also long-term. Sheikh Jalani, their leader, actually says, act like you are a friend, then kill them. So it's very clear that there's a lot of deception involved. And, you know, we can't always assume that our enemies are going to be as honest about their objectives as Al-Qaeda is.
Ryan, unfortunately, our time is up. A reminder that the premiere, again, at the Landmark Theater here in the Washington area, 7:30 Wednesday. Admission is free. And go ahead and give folks the website again, Ryan.
Sure, it is ChristianAction.org.
ChristianAction.org. Ryan, thanks again for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Ryan Morrow is a terrorism analyst for the Christian Action Network. Again, the documentary, Homegrown Jihad, the Terrorist Camps Around the U.S. This is Dateline Washington.